As we heard last time on Culture File, Wexford Festival Opera bent their rules a bit for this year's production of World War I-based opera Silent Night. The opera is not a neglected gem lost to opera history, but rather a recent and widely lauded American opera trailing awards. It just happens that it's never been staged in Ireland. For our guest this time, conductor Michael Christie, who's conducting Silent Night at Wexford and also conducted the Minnesota Opera World Premiere, the opera is evidence that we are living in the century of the American opera, as he told Raymond Blake backstage at Wexford Opera House.
Typically, the team arrives about 5 weeks before an opera opens. Everybody shows up for the first day. The director usually does a welcome and also a concept discussion about how things are going to look, how they're going to feel. We start to talk a little bit about the characters. We go into music rehearsals just to make sure everything is in order, and then we go into staging. And that's usually about 3-4 weeks of staging, and it's a great process that I wish more people could see, because it's such a, you make so many fascinating decisions that really affect the trajectory of that particular production. Does the person notice the entry of another? Yes, no. Does the lighting reflect that? Is the intensity of how they portray something very strong or very gentle? And so you make all those decisions in the staging sessions. A little bit later in the process, I go away and meet the orchestra, rehearse with them, usually about 9 hours or so of rehearsals. And then everything's coming together on the stage. The lights, the costumes. We have a couple of days just with the piano and those aspects, and then we bring the orchestra in. So it's the full menu of visual and aural experience. And for all of the time that we have to make the decisions in staging, we have such a compressed amount of time on the other end of bringing all the things that the public actually experiences together: orchestra, stage, craft, lighting, costumes, etc. So that's pretty much what happens. And then about 5 weeks from we meet, in comes a paying public.
Here now we're in the early years of the 21st century. In 100 or 200 years' time, do you think when people look back on the 21st century as the American opera century, as the way, say, for instance, Italy in the 19th century might claim that title?
It's funny, when I was walking to the interview to meet you, I wondered if I should be so bold as to say this could be the American opera century. But I think it could be. At least this era seems to be breeding that. Certainly the support the composers and librettists are getting now from American opera companies is quite unprecedented in American opera history. So it's just a question of whether this will spawn more of this creativity worldwide. And I think the ticket sales will start to speak for themselves, because certainly in Minnesota we're now putting much more emphasis in thinking about the new works, especially when they're up against, say, a Donizetti opera or something which is good to do, but maybe not that we're going to retire those pieces, but maybe they need to be a little less prevalent because they're substantial current works that speak to the audience.
We have the power of the soul.
What should people expect from Silent Night?
Well, I think there are a number of things. First of all, there's a lot of changing character, very cinematic. So in one moment, we're looking at the Scottish camp, and then the music transitions very beautifully, and then we're looking at the German camp. And you can imagine the camera panning in and out of these different viewpoints. The battle scene is like an IMAX movie. It's really intense. It's loud. It's not just gratuitous violence, I would say, to the extent, you know, what you consider war, but it's an amazing, powerful scene that really sets the tone for all the relationships that happen later. We have bagpipe prominently heard in the first act, a harmonica, which I think, again, brings it back to a very personal level. One man playing his harmonica, a bagpipe that's found in the trenches. They say, hey, can someone play that? And then this whole scene erupts from that. There are beautiful arias that we would expect, which is actually an interesting thing about new opera. I'm finding composers are actually going back to some of the constructs that we expect in opera. Of course, we have big scenes with everybody, but just actually getting a spotlight on one person and everything stops for a moment so that you can hear what they're feeling inside. And there's there are a number of arias that are just, bring tissues. That's all I can say. Like, there is abundant weeping that happens in this piece, which is so lovely, especially in the first act. The French lieutenant gets a list of all of the members of his little army that died in that battle that just happened, and he sings and he says their names and their age and where they're from, and it's just this list of them. And then he sings to his wife who's home pregnant, saying this is all part of this experience. I'm coming home to you. We'll take care of this little one together, etc. Yeah, it's that kind of thing. Actually, a very funny story. In Philadelphia, we did this opera, and one of the stage crew captured the conductor's camera on their iPhone. And the conductor has a camera on him or her in the opera pit because there's these television monitors all around the theater so that the singers can look at different angles than just straight down at the pit, and they can have an interaction that feels more natural. But also backstage, there are conductor cameras for the bagpipes, for example, so they can see exactly where the beat is, and all the stage management can see what's going on as well. And the stage tech had taken a video because they noticed that there were three people sitting behind me, because you can see the first row still behind the conductor. And they were just, their mouths were open. And then you see one hand grab a tissue and hand it across. And their eyes just focused on the stage. They weren't even looking away, but the tissues were being handed across. And they were just, you could just see them just going, I can't believe this is happening. And it was very touching. I wish I had a copy of that, because it was something that I just thought, wow, these young, actually it was three young people. And they were just, I think they were just blown away by it.
Conductor Michael Christie there talking to Raymond Blake. And Silent Night opens on Friday with performances on the 27th of October, the 30th of October and the 2nd of November at 5 p.m. You can book online or ring 11854 Opera, just like an American.